Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Thank you guys for hanging out with us again tonight. Wow, broadcasting now from Jim White's basement studio. Sounds has a good ring to it. Yeah, we're going to do a different naming for each one. When you listen back to those Cardinals games, you think, oh man, we're playing the ones they lose too, huh? Yeah, all of them. It is comforting to have the Cardinals on, isn't it? So this is day two from the basement studios here in my comfortable house where I am comfortably dressed, where I'm getting photos of producer Mike, who is now in the KMOX studios. If you want to see that photo, we set up a Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. Just do a search for it on Facebook. You can see a picture of producer Mike in there right now using all of his Facebook and Snapchat filters. You know what? There's no word to describe it. You're just going to have to go see it for yourself. I'm on Twitter. We're going to have Brad Young coming in about 15, 20 minutes over the phone. Looking forward to talking to him. Basically, what happens when all the federal buildings are closed down? When you're a lawyer and you rely on filing things, but I also want to talk about the authority different governments have when it comes to gun sales. So we'll talk about that too. What was the latest of around town when it comes to the coronavirus? We're going to look at that in a moment. Fox and Friends had good old Joe Buck on, which I thought was pretty fantastic. So we'll look at that as well. And later in the show, a real life treasure hunter. That's kind of a cool thing. We'll take some of your calls. I have the text messaging up. Same ways you'd always reach me at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Two things today. Number one, I know what my wife does now when I'm not home and I'm at the studio. Go upstairs and get some water right before the show, and she's watching High School Musical. You know, the one that's meant for like teens in the 2000s or whatever. You know, she said to me earlier today, I went to do some grocery shopping because I had to. And I thought, you know, it's better for me to go. So while I was out there grocery shopping, I brought some stuff back, and she didn't like some of my selections. She says, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just giving you tips for the future. We're on day two of me working from home, and already she's tired of me. I don't know what happens. I don't know how long I can take it. How long can I take it? I mean, basically, I'm going to push her to the limits. That's really going to test our marriage, isn't it? Yeah, I want to thank everyone that's reached out to us on the new Facebook page. I've had a really good time seeing your messages. Like Jerome has been sending me pictures of some of his wrestling action figures in action. You know, when there's no sports going on, we at least have wrestling action figures from Jerome. So I'm glad that's the case. All right, here's some of the latest updates when it comes to the numbers of the coronavirus. You go to KMOX.com. Department of Health reporting the following numbers for the city: 21 pending test results, 146 people being monitored, 53 cases in the city of St. Louis. Okay, that's the latest. In the county, there has been 119 that have tested positive, 22 new positive cases from yesterday's 97. And over in St. Charles County, 580 being monitored, 92 persons completed monitoring, 18 positive cases, one death. So here in the city of St. Louis, things have been going much, much better than some of these other larger metropolitan areas. The Chicago's, the New York's, the San Francisco's of the world, all very big into concern. Now, President Trump had a presser from earlier today, and I thought this is worth sharing with you because someone was asking him, you know, when are we going to up the testing? There's been a lot of testing here in the United States, but are we going to up it more? I think he had a really good answer, and I think it plays well to what we're seeing here locally.
But the states aren't siloed, and so, I mean, somebody, if you test one state, and then the person moves over to the other state, well then...
You know, you're going to just look at that, but if you take a look at the states, and many states that I'm talking about, they don't have a problem. We have some big problems, but it's confined to certain areas, high-density areas. So why would we test the entire nation, 350 people? With that being said, I'm going to say it again. We tested far more than anybody else. We have the ability to test. I mean, we've come a long way from an obsolete, broken system that I inherited. We have now tested, with the best test, far more than anybody else. When I say anybody else, I'm talking about other countries. No country is even close. They came out with a statistic, yesterday that I heard from Dr. Birx, where it's for eight days here, more than 8 weeks in South Korea. And South Korea's done a good job. But we did in 8 days more than South Korea did in 8 weeks. That's a big number. And we're getting, I said before, exponentially better. Every day it's going up substantially. We have an incredible apparatus built now. But no, I don't want to test 350 million people. I think it's ridiculous.
But the states aren't siloed. And so, I mean, somebody, if you test...
That's what they just asked there. All right, so the apparatus, the testing apparatus. I love that phrase. I might have to make sure there's no other bands that have taken that, because if I ever start a garage band, it's going to be the testing apparatus. There's something... I like that there's a special nice ring to it. All right, so we could take a couple of your calls to start off. We're going to get to Brad Young here in about 10 minutes, or well, no, about 15 minutes from now. The phone lines are open at 436-7900. You can call or text that line. You can actually talk to me while I'm in my sweatpants in the basement of my house, currently in the Jim White basement studio. You can also call 800-925-1120. As we adapt and we separate ourselves, it's Overnight America, KMOX. Overnight America continues with our friend Brad Young in about 10-ish minutes from now. We'll take a look at your weather. You know, still live from my basement studios today, sponsored by Jim White, the great KMOX legend, the big bumper, Jim White. You know, I'm on Twitter at Ryan Recker. We have the Facebook page that we just started yesterday. About 100 and some people like the page yesterday. I think that's fantastic. So if you're out there and you like the show and you're on Facebook, how about you go like us on there, and you can see a picture I just posted of producer Mike, who's in the studio. If you want to know what he's doing when no one's around, this is what he's doing. You're only going to see it right there. And I got to tell you, it's intoxicating looking at this photo. I can't stop looking at it. It's a special message to Brad Young in there too. 436-7900, that's the number. Or 800-925-1120, with the package that just got signed. It looks like there's enough support for it. It was a little bit of a rocky road today. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's go to Roy. What's going on, Roy?
Hey, I wanted to know, you know, they're going to do everything for putting checks in the hands. Have they considered the people that's on Social Security?
As in giving them something extra?
Yeah.
I don't know if anything for Social Security. This is mostly a worker stimulus bill, so it'd be people still in the workforce that would be benefiting from this, and businesses that are employing people. What do you propose they should do to Social Security?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, we have a hard time paying electric, gas, and even rent and mortgages too, and we only get a certain amount, say $12,000 a year. And, you know, we thought maybe a little extra would help us along the way.
Yeah, I guess you would get whatever an American citizen would get. So what they were proposing, and it looks like this is what we'll go through. So $1,200 for every adult, and then $500 for every kid. But if you're on Social Security, I guess you could have young kids in the house that would still be dependents. But if you don't, maybe you would get $1,200. If you, your wife or whatever, they would get $1,200. So you might get a little temporary boost. They haven't really mentioned if they're going to do it for a second time. I think a lot of projections make it look like it won't be necessary to do it for a second time, an extra boost into the economy. But yeah, all these other things, some of the things they worry about with and what they were debating about was what was going to happen with unemployment. But no one ever talked about Social Security. So, I mean, yeah, I guess that's somewhat interesting.
It was never mentioned on, you know, older people about Social Security. All I heard is that they're going to put money in America's hands, but then they never say, hey, they're going to put any in the hands of those that are on a fixed income.
Well, let me ask you how this would affect you on a fixed income. So you'll get the same money anyone else would, but there's some extra insurances put in place in order to help people that may be laid off or fired because of this disruption in business. But Social Security, based on your fixed income, what would be more expensive for you? What would you need extra increased Social Security for?
Well, utilities and rent and groceries.
Well, I mean, those didn't necessarily go up, right? I mean, the rent didn't go up because of the coronavirus. The utilities didn't go up because of the coronavirus. It's really the way that they're trying to stimulate the economy is to help the workers in this case. And since you're not really in the workforce, those on Social Security,
right,
they try to make up for it. I guess that's where the $1,200 check would come in handy. You might be able to make up for some of the shortfall, but it's not necessarily there for Social Security.
Okay, so we probably wouldn't see any in
Probably not. I didn't see anything about Social Security in this bill. But then again, you still get the check. I mean, the way that they're going to be giving every American citizen money anyway is to try to make up for some of the things that may have been more expensive or disruptions in your life because of the coronavirus. So you'll at least get that, which would be helpful. But then again, this isn't really a stimulus package that's meant to say the government's going to take care of your every need, right? This is just supposed to fill in some of the cracks when they happen.
So I guess you just have to play it by ear then, and see if there's anything in there for you or not.
I haven't seen anything Social Security, but good thing is you'll still get some money just like everyone else will, and you can use that responsibly however you think it would be best spent. All right, hey, thanks, Roy. Good to hear from you.
You too.
436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Yeah, that was some of the mess today. Was anyone following along what was going to happen with this deal? So originally, late last night, they strike a deal between the Democrats and the Republicans. And oh, they finally figured it out. You had all of the Democrats trying to jam in as much of these passion projects or these wish list items that had nothing to do with fighting the coronavirus. And it drove you nuts seeing that. Well, what ends up happening? Okay, you see them basically say, well, we're going to hold this up as long as possible until you agree to some of these things. People get wind of this, and they're very upset with the way the Democrats are handling this. And eventually, they come strike a deal. Well, the deal goes through. Nancy Pelosi delays it in the House. We don't even know when they're going to be getting around to voting on this. But the thing that most people were focusing on are a couple of GOP senators who said, wait a minute, when it comes to this unemployment insurance, what they put in there was a provision that it would up the amount that you would receive for a certain amount of time. Let's say unemployment insurance is based on whatever the minimum wage is, right? They don't give you the full value of what you are making at the time when you file for unemployment insurance. But what they did say was, okay, instead of giving them the low amount, we'll up it by $600 a week, which is a lot. Well, some of the GOP senators said, well, wait a minute. What if, hypothetically, the people that are out of the workforce are going to be getting more money than what they were making at the time? So let's say they had a job that was paying, you know, $10 or even $15 an hour, and all of a sudden, unemployment's offering them $23 an hour because of the boost in it? What would be the incentive for them to go back to work if they're going to make more money not working? So could this be working against us? And some of the people said, oh boy, this could be a bad thing. Well, the people that drafted the legislation had to step in and make some examples and say, no, it's when the goal is that if you were laid off from your job, you'd be getting more than you usually would, as opposed to what the minimum would be, because it's going to supplement what you would have been paid. But they made another deal that was just struck a few hours ago, maybe even within the last couple of hours, that said you can't make more on unemployment insurance. You can't make more on unemployment than you would normally at your job. So you're not going to find yourself benefiting. You're not going to find yourself profiting, as in giving you the incentive to stay home and not work. You're just basically going to get what you would have if you had a job. So that was the good compromise. I think that's going to be satisfactory to a lot of different people, except for the Bernie Sanders of the world that want to keep this going on indefinitely forever, that want to try to say, hey, the government's here. The government's going to take care of your every need. You don't have to worry about all of this. It's remember when AOC puts out the Green New Deal and it's like, even if you don't want to work, don't worry, the government's going to take care of you. Well, that's not what this incentive bill, this stimulus bill is meant for. And they had to go out and clarify this in order to change it in a way that it was satisfactory, so all the GOP senators that rose the red flag would also be able to push this through. They got to be able to do this in a timely manner. It's in the House's court. We're going to talk to our friend Brad Young coming up right after the break. We're going to take a look at your weather. A lot of local issues going on and a lot of people wondering, hey, how much work can you get done if the government is still shut down? He's someone that depends on it when it comes to filings in the courts. And I'm just curious what his day-to-day life has changed since then. Looking forward to talking to him next on Overnight America KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Oh, just because we're socially distancing doesn't mean we have to be distant from each other. Except me and producer Mike. He's as far away as can be in the KMOX studios. I am in my Jim White basement studio at the moment. And joining us, a friend of the show from Harris Dowell, Fisher & Young, Brad Young. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. Hang on just a second. Hey, honey, Ryan needs more MREs for the bunker. Yeah, okay, my wife's picking out some MREs out of our storage facility, so I'll drop them by your bunker.
Oh, not bad. If you can just parachute those in, that would be even better.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to look at drone them in or whatever it is.
Are you self-distancing?
Are you in your house working?
Well, you know, when you're an attorney, everyone self-distances from you. So to me, this is just what we call Wednesday.
What happens when the city shuts down, the county shuts down, most of the government buildings? Can you get any work done?
Well, you know what? It's ironic. I spend a lot of time in court every week. And so do the other attorneys, obviously, I work with. And you can never reach an attorney on the phone because they're in court, they're in depositions, they're driving to court. There's always something like that. Well, now everybody's in the office. So I've been the most productive this week because I'm actually here. I'm not on my way to Peoria or something, and getting cases settled and getting work done. So this has been a very productive time.
Like a dream. You got to knock it out when you can. It's going to feel weird once you finally get back into it. Everyone's going to look at each other and, you know, of course someone's going to cough and everyone's going to turn around and look from here on out.
That's the other thing is that I represent employers in employment law situations and major corporations. So I've been inundated with emails about how do we handle this from a legal perspective? How do we handle HIPAA? How do we handle OSHA compliance if there's COVID-19 in the workplace? I mean, those are the kinds of emails I've been getting and responding to. So very busy time.
So what does that mean when they finally open things back up? Is there just going to be a giant log jam of people trying to push as many things through as possible?
Yeah, the courts will be kind of overwhelmed, I think, once they all reopen, because there'll be a backlog of stuff to do. So if folks need to get access to the courts, it'll be a little difficult. I mean, just imagine if all of a sudden tomorrow on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page, you announce that toilet paper is on sale for $1 for 25 rolls at Acme. You know, okay, there would be 10,000 people lined up there to get it, and that's what it's going to be like when the courts open. It's going to be very busy.
You know, did you see that photo producer Mike posted just for you on that Facebook page?
I did, because I hit the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. Hit it yesterday, on it today. I'll be hitting it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, he posts that up, and I know you have two daughters, I believe. They probably use the same filters. Oh, three daughters, yeah. So Producer Mike's using the exact same filters they would be using, and it's hilarious. I think it's very funny. You know,
it is funny. Actually, it's an improvement. I think Mike looks a lot better that way.
He's committed to doing one of those a night, and I can't wait because I miss his face, and that brings it right back around. Now, some of these different government cities, states, whatnot, they're already talking about ways to restrict the Second Amendment. So they may not say Second Amendment, but what they'll say is, you know, we're going to make it so you can't purchase a firearm or you can't go into a shop, or in some cases you can't carry, you don't get the permit. You know, they're pulling these different things. And I wonder from a legality standpoint, is that too much authority, or is that too much authority we're giving to the government in order to even say they're allowed to do that?
It is. And let me give you a very quick example, real-life example. Just this week, I believe it was Virginia, but I may be wrong. I'll have to go back and look. But one of the states indicated that that gun stores could not be open because they were putting in a stay-at-home shelter-in-place order. And once there was a threatened litigation over that, that was lifted instantly, okay? Because the government can restrict your First Amendment fundamental rights or the Bill of Rights. Those can be restricted. For example, you know the old saying, Ryan, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, okay? That's the example that's always given. So you can put restrictions on speech. You can put restrictions on the right to an assembly. You can say you can't assemble downtown at 3 o'clock in the morning. We've got curfew rules. So you can put legitimate restrictions, but the question is, does the state have a compelling state interest in instituting those curbs on fundamental rights? And I think what you're going to find is in a state of an emergency like we're in, there is no compelling state interest to close gun stores. In fact, there's a compelling state interest to leave them open so that individuals can protect themselves when the police are not available because they're sick or they're distributing food or they're rescuing people from nursing homes or whatever it is they might be doing. There's actually a compelling state interest to leave gun stores open longer. And so I don't see any of those restrictions lasting under the threat of litigation, because those restrictions would be overturned instantly by any court.
Yeah, you remember the good old Barack Obama days whenever there would be something like this and people would flock to their local gun shop and purchase. It was always an influx of purchasing whenever there was some sort of threat of it being taken away or there's some specific regulation in place. So I think the opposite effect will happen anytime there's a government agency saying you're not allowed to purchase firearms. You better believe they're going to be buying them more than they normally would, kind of like toilet paper in a way. You know, they can control that sort of thing. And, you know, I wonder too, and generally speaking, when there is a challenge and immediately something's challenged, the person backs off, is that a pretty good sign that they knew they were on shaky grounds to begin with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just because the courts are closed, I mean, for example, right now, all the courts in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, they're all closed. However, the courts do have emergency courtroom procedures in place. So if there has to be some sort of an emergency writ that someone has to go get in order to stop government overreach, the courts are accepting those on an emergency basis. So, in fact, I talked to a friend of mine today that had to go to St. Louis County Court on an emergency basis, and they have a specific courtroom in St. Louis County. It's set up to be, you know, I don't think you have to wear hazmat suits, but they've got it especially designed where you have to be tested before you go in, and there's social distancing and so forth. But there is a procedure, a court procedures, even in a time of emergency like this, so that rights can be upheld and that justice can still go forward, even when the courts generally are closed.
I wonder, too, about how often judges are getting calls because from what I understand, and you might be able to help clarify this, when these different orders go in places, the city of St. Louis, Mayor Lyda Crewson or Dr. Sam Page in the county or even in St. Charles County now, when they have these certain, you know, shelter in place orders and they say you can't do these things and someone's caught doing those things, do they actually have to get a judge's order in order to stop an assembly after a shelter in place order is put in place?
You wouldn't have to do that in advance. It depends on the order. Every one of these orders are slightly different. And so that's why each area has to be looked at individually. Because, for example, for most of Missouri, the shelter in place or the stay at home are not really orders. I mean, they're calling them orders, but they're more like suggestions. But there are certain areas where it's a misdemeanor if you violate the order. So if it's in that order where there's a criminal penalty involved, the police can just arrest you. Now, I don't think that's the case right now in St. Louis. And then there's another issue about what's called arbitrary and capricious. Very quickly, I won't go into the weeds too deeply. But laws that are applied differently for different individuals, that's called an arbitrary. Laws cannot be applied that way. They have to be applied to everyone equally. So if you look at these orders, there's so many loopholes in what constitutes an essential business and what constitutes a person supporting an essential business that I really question whether any of that is particularly enforceable from a criminal perspective. Now, from what we're supposed to do to help our fellow citizens, yeah, we should be practicing social distancing and not gathering in groups of 10 or more or whatever is being suggested. But I question whether or not any criminal penalties that might be imposed could actually be upheld in a court of law. I question that.
So what is the Young family doing in a time like this when you have more indoor time as a family?
Well, just like everybody, we're binge watching lots of TV. And I got it, you know, at the risk of being mocked by producer Mike, okay, I do have CBS All Access, and there's a lot of Star Trek being watched in the Young household, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, boy. They have that one. Is it Picard? Have you been watching that one?
Yeah. Oh,
is
yeah.
It good?
I'm on episode 6. Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh,
I'm on episode 6. There's 10 episodes. It is, you know, geeks on parade right there, I'm telling you. It's a good show, and my wife always says it's a good nap because she's seen the first 5 minutes of every Star Trek episode. And then it's right to La La Land about right after the first commercial break.
Wow, you have a lot of control in that household. It's the opposite here. Normally, my wife gets to pick what we watch, and I'm the one falling asleep.
Well, of course you fall asleep, man. You're working all night long.
I know. That's a little bit different now. I don't know if you heard the start of the show. I go upstairs to get some water before the show, and she's watching High School Musical from the, you know, the 2000s. I'm like, is this what you do when I'm not around? High School Musical. These are the things I'm missing out when I'm working out at the KMOX studios and not here in the basement studios. Brad Young, it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. Have fun in the bunker.
I hear the music already.
Live long and prosper, my friend.
Aristotle Fisher and Young, you know, with being overly cautious at her studios, you know that, you know, the overtimes and things we normally have guests in the studio. We wanted to make sure we minimized our risks. So you haven't heard Brad in a while, and I've been missing his voice, and it's so good to hear it right there. You know, I wanted to let you know that today is a very special day in KMOX history. It is, and you're thinking, March 25th. You wouldn't know this date. There's no way you would know what the significance of this date is. But I'm going to tell you what it is a little bit after the news in the next hour, so about 20 minutes from now. But I'm telling you, we're going to do something very special. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you what I've been working on. I've been hinting at this for a while, the special project I've been working on. A little bit after the news at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you what that project is, and I think you're going to go crazy for it. Also coming up next, good old KMOX alum Joe Buck was on Fox and Friends. He's been doing something really fun on social media lately. We'll talk about that on Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
We have time for maybe a call. If you want to call in now, we can sneak you in at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You checked out what Joe Buck's been doing? This is so cool. He has been on social media, and he has been having fun, self-quarantining himself, just like most other people are, and that there's no sports. I mean, what else is he going to do other than do play-by-play for everyday events? So let me give you a couple of examples of what he do a play-by-play for. Here's a dad in his living room, and they have one of those kids' basketball hoops set up, and he's going to do play-by-play for that. Or here's them outside, and they're just doing a pickup game or whatever it is. We'll do play-by-play for that. And he has been so funny the way he's been doing that. And the idea of it is to raise a little money for charity. And when I saw that, I said, oh, way to go, Joe Buck. I'd love to get him on the show to talk about that. If he really needs a little extra time. I don't know if he's using this as a, I got to be creative. I still need to do something while I'm down. But here, this is a segment he did this morning on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade.
Finest in the business, Joe Buck. Joe, we're all in quarantine. We're all sequestered together. What gave you this idea to take everyday lives and bring your play-by-play skills to them?
Well, I was talking actually with my boss, Eric Shanks, at Fox Sports. And we were just having a conversation. And he said, you know, you should just be doing play-by-play just to stay sharp, kind of as a joke, and it just took off from there. And then it went from, well, let's have people send in home video, and I'll just do play-by-play of somebody cooking chicken wings on the grill like you guys ran, or my son Wyatt whacking my wife in the ear, upset that he had to sit down for dinner, to let's try to raise some money. And I have no real way of following up with anybody that gets their video posted by me. But I feel like hopefully their conscience will guide them toward making any kind of a donation anywhere. I don't care the amount, whatever the cause, everybody needs help,
right?
Especially those in the service industry. So let it roll.
I just think that is so, so awesome that he's doing that. And major kudos to our friend of the station, Joe Buck. All right, let's take a couple of calls before we get to news here. Let's go to Giovanni, who's calling in. What's going on?
Hello, how you doing?
Good to hear from you.
Good to listen to your show all the time. I just want to say it just seems weird. On Monday night, I watched WWE with my daughter, and tonight I watched some other wrestling, NXT or something like that. And it's just weird to watch them do the wrestling without audience.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're doing it from their facilities down in Florida, is it?
Yep, from the actual camp and stuff. Yep, and then they're supposed to have the WrestleMania event, the main event or whatever it's called, also at the studio with no audience.
That. It's got to take out a lot of the fun of it, and it's got to feel like a completely different thing at that point.
It does. It's weird.
Are you a longtime wrestling fan?
Well, I am, but not like my daughter.
When they have no audience, do they try to at least make that part of the storyline, or do they just pretend like there is an audience and they do everything the same?
Well, they pretend like there's an audience. They do everything the same. You know, some of them do, and then some of them you can just tell, like, you know what, my energy just ain't here, just let me do it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how you'd keep the energy up. It is weird. But, you know, I know they are performers. And
right.
When you're watching it on TV, are they trying to hide the fact that there's no audience, or can you just tell there's a bunch of empty seats?
Oh, you can look. No, you can see that there's no seats and no audience.
Man, that's so weird.
I guess
that's the only thing going on anymore, isn't it, though? I think ESPN's covering old wrestling. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Giovanni, for the update. Is WrestleMania this weekend?
No, I think it's next weekend. That's the main thing. WrestleMania, it'll also be 2 days with no audience.
Yeah, call in. If you watch it, call in and give me a report on how it went.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Giovanni.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Tony. Welcome to Overnight America, Tony.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to just question, earlier caller had put forward about whether people on Social Security or SSI disability were going to get anything out of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
And I read today on a Google feed that they are. It's the same. Apparently, it's the same plan for everybody else.
Yeah, so there was nothing additional for those on Social Security. So that's what you're saying?
No, but they're going to get the same amount that everyone else is going to get, apparently.
Yeah, right. So basically the money so it's not like, you know, there's unemployment insurance that's being ramped up. There's different low loans and things for businesses. But there's nothing that specifically addresses Social Security. I've never seen any of that addressed or even mentioned in any of the news reports. But you're saying that you don't see it
either. I had been wondering myself, but I saw today that they were supposed to get a $1,200 direct deposit or something.
Yeah, just like everyone else, you know. Yeah, so
I guess I misunderstood the question.
Oh, yeah. They were wondering if there would be additional stimulus for people on Social Security. So, I haven't seen any of that. Well, that's interesting. Hey, thank you for specifying that.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Have a good night. Bye. Let's go to, and hopefully I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Rogerine?
Rogerine.
Yes. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling in. I was so happy to hear the Cardinals baseball game today. I love baseball. I have been going to baseball games for about 50 years now. So
wow, that's great.
Tonight, I just really enjoyed it because I'm about fed up with TV and everything else, but now I'm just listening to radio.
Oh, I know. And you know what? There's something nice about it to have it on, even if you're not actively listening to it. It's comforting to have baseball on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And sometimes I can read and just listen.
I know. That's so awesome. Now, you've been a fan for how many years?
About 50.
Wow. That's awesome.
Years ago when my dad was living, that's been a long time ago, we used to listen to the ball game, and he would say that Stan Musial was going to hit a home run before before the game was over.
Yeah.
And my dad used to make his own home brew. And by the time, about the seventh inning, he would be two shades in the wind, and he would ask me if Musial hit a home run. And he had. And I said, yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
But he would never last long enough to, if it was about at the end of the game, to hear him.
You know, tell me if I'm probably wrong on this, but have you called in before, and did you used to read box scores to your dad?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah, I thought that was you. I do remember that. Well, that was such a great story. I still remember it. Okay, so you've been a Cardinals fan for all these years. That 2011 season, how special was that to be able to relive it now? Isn't that cool?
And I got a chance to go to won World Series in 1964.
Oh, cool.
And
that
I'll
is
never
so cool.
Forget it. But it's Man. Very enjoyable to have something different on the radio.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for calling and sharing that. Really appreciate it. Have a good night.
And thank you for your show.
Mm-hmm. When we come back right after the news, I am going to let you in on the secret that I've been hinting at for the last month or so. I've been working on this special project, and I'm allowed to announce what that project is tonight. And I think you're going to love it. If you are a KMOX listener from all those years, you're going to go crazy for this. I guarantee it. That's coming up next on Overnight America, KMOX.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.